You know, perhaps, that authorities have arrested Ammon Bundy, the leader of the militant group occupying the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in eastern Oregon. That arrest came after a showdown with the FBI that left one militant dead and a number of others in custody. Now, the FBI has set up checkpoints leading into the refuge, and agents have surrounded the remaining militants still inside. Reporter John Sepulvado is with Oregon Public Broadcasting, and he told me that even though Ammon Bundy was arrested along with other leaders, the standoff goes on.
Well, right now I'm estimating, and this is, I've spent all night with the militants, I'm estimating between 7 and 12 militants remain. Only one of them was in the inner circle, a man named Jason Patrick. He was not expecting things to turn out the way they were. I had just talked to him a few days prior, and he believed that the federal government wouldn't do anything. So he's in a bit of shock. And the folks who are left are, to just put it bluntly, these are people who didn't make it to the inner circle for one reason or another. And frankly, they come from desperate situations, often economically. I know that a few have expressed that they might have mental health problems. So these are not folks that are easy necessarily to reason with to begin with. Take on top of it that they have like a very strong ideology and strong belief for what they're doing. And they feel that they're the ones who have been chosen to take a stand. So right now, we're not expecting a peaceful resolution at this point at any time in the near future.
What are they saying about their willingness to resort to violence here?
They've made it very clear that they're willing to do it and that they're willing to die. Right now, as we're speaking, and well into tomorrow, they're going to be building fortifications using federal equipment. I saw them using backhoes. They were making it very clear that they do not fear the idea of death. And a large part, too, is one of the men who died, one of the leaders, Lavoie Finicum. He was the second in command, and he was with Ammon Bundy's convoy when it was stopped by police, and he's the one we've confirmed that is dead. He was very, very popular among this particular group of people who were there. One of the men, his name is David Fry, he's 27 years old. He came from Ohio. He has significant problems in his life. And he was befriended by Lavoie Finicum. And David Fry, who, you know, earlier said he didn't want to hurt anybody, is now vowing and swearing to kill anybody who comes in to avenge Lavoie Finicum. And he has a gun. So while it might be rancorous talk, it might be dramatic talk, he still has the opportunity to do it if somebody engages.
What do you know about what law enforcement plans to do next?
It's pretty clear that law enforcement is ready for the long haul. And the reason I say that is because while we were waiting to leave this area, we saw bucket trucks. These are the kinds of trucks that work on electric lines. We saw porta potties. We saw warmers. We saw snow plows. It did not look like they were going in to fight the remnants of this self-proclaimed militia. It looked like they were going to set up a camp. It looked like they were going to be there for a long time. And so I have not confirmed this with FBI, but just by the looks of it, they look like they're going to squeeze them out. They're going to set up a perimeter. They're going to have stations there, and they're going to wait for them to come out one by one. And I'm not saying that that is going to be the case, but I'm saying that that's awful. That, based on what I saw, that's my inclination. FBI, of course, is not commenting on any strategy they're employing.
That's reporter John Sepulvado with Oregon Public Broadcasting. We talked to him just a little bit ago. Some witnesses say this man who was killed by police, Lavoie Finicum, had charged at authorities during the arrest, but others say that he complied with orders. The FBI is saying these armed militants were given ample opportunity to peacefully leave the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. The special agent in charge says that enforcement is working to safely remove people still occupying that site.